So, Catherine Tavares, today is a day for dreaming, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Dr. King's dream speech. The president's probably got some dreams he's going to unravel today. What are your dreams?
My dream is to become a lawyer so I can defend my mother. My dream is to be able to live in this country without the fear of deportation. My dream is to have social justice in this country.
Catherine is a 17-year-old undocumented immigrant living here in New York City. You've come from Colombia?
Yes.
And your parents brought you here?
Yeah, both my parents.
And what have you learned about America since you've been here?
I've learned that this country, even though it shows like you have freedom, there are a lot of things more to do out there. There are more needs for equality and justice. And I am here to do so. I am here to work on that. Even though I'm undocumented, I feel this country as my home.
When you hear about the DREAM Act and the presidential order that created at least the potential pathway to citizenship for people who have college degree, people who want to do military service, those sorts of things, how do you feel about that?
I feel good. I'm just hoping that he won't just say, oh, it's just for undocumented students that have been here for 5 years, because I've been here just for around almost three years on April. I am a hardworking student. I graduated the top student of my class. I was the president of the student body of my high school. And it is unfair if I don't qualify for these rights, knowing that I am here to serve this country, to contribute.
So you came here in your sophomore year?
Yes, I came here to start my junior year.
To start your junior year. Yeah. Did you speak English at that time?
No, I learned here the hard way, taking classes over the summer, taking classes in the morning, then working at night, then going out with my friends, watching a lot of movies in English and reading a lot. Reading helped me like with the vocabulary and everything.
What's a good movie to learn English?
The Notebook. I love that movie.
Nice. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, on the pulpit in churches around the country on this weekend, traditionally, ministers ask their congregations, what part of Martin Luther King is in you? What about what he said is something that you need to take into your own life and try to change the world? What would that be for you?
Well, I want to be the change in this world. I want to be able to, I have a dream, as he said. And I want to be able to make that happen, not just for myself, but for the many dreamers in this country, not just undocumented students, but people that are fighting for LGBTQ rights equality and all the rights for workers, for immigrants, for any person that has a dream.
And you want to become a lawyer to defend your mother, right?
Yes.
You're going to need a lawyer to defend yourself, right?
Yes, I know that also.
Are you going to do that?
Definitely. I know I have the potential to one day be able to be the lawyer that, you know, that the United States cannot deny.
And you could be deported just by going on the radio today.
Yeah, I know that, but I have a big community that is behind me, that is standing up behind me to support me. And I am not scared. You know, I am here to build a movement, to tell people that to not be scared of this. You know, we need to grow more, to have more students coming out and saying, I am undocumented, I am unafraid.
So you're unafraid. Do you think Obama is afraid to push immigration reform in his second term?
I feel like he's going to do it this time.
Why?
Because the first time he failed us, but this time he cannot. It's the time. I just feel like, you know, that more immigration has been touched more this time, and many people are, like, opening their views. There are Republicans, those are opening their views. So hopefully this year we can pass a comprehensive immigration reform, not just the DREAM Act, but a more broad immigration reform that can benefit, that our parents could benefit from also.
And by the end of this term, you could be a lawyer.
Hopefully. Well, in like a couple more years.
All right. Well, look, Catherine Tavares, good luck and keep dreaming.
Thank you so much.
The dreams of Catherine Tavares, 17-year-old undocumented immigrant living in New York City, came from Colombia, learning English from movies and reading and from taking extra classes. She's now studying political science at LaGuardia Community College, hoping to be a lawyer. One of the many dreamers out there on this Martin Luther King Day. And we would have to say that the president is one of them. He'll be giving his second inaugural speech a little later on today. Todd Zwillick will be joining us later on this hour to set the scene and give us a sense of the chill down there on the Washington Mall. But we also have aggregated voices from around the United States. You're still permitted to be a part of this. The poem that we began writing last week, all about the crowdsourced voices of Americans gathering together line by line to create an inaugural poem of the people. You can go to thetakeaway.org and see it. Later on this hour, we will actually present you that poem in the voices of the people who delivered it line by line. But hashtag Prez Poem with a Z is how you can add a line to the national poem for the second inaugural of Barack Obama. This is The Takeaway. Stay with us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.